观众朋友们，大家好，今天是6月30号，星期二，欢迎收看《美国观察》。美国的新冠病例总数持续升高，一些原本已经要重启经济的州，现在又开始施行比较严格的防疫措施。美国副总统彭斯呼吁民众戴口罩，减缓病毒的传播。我们来看美国之音白宫记者黄瑶毅的报道。
过去一个星期，在美国的许多州都出现了新型冠状病毒这个病例确诊暴增的现象，包括呢曾经出现了一天之内就多出了45000多人确诊的案例。那么包括像是亚利桑那州、佛罗里达州、德克萨斯州等南方州的疫情尤其严重。德州在55天前重启经济活动，不过许多出门的民众不但没有戴口罩，也没有保持6尺的社交距离，所以感染人数也持续上升，因病住院的人也越来越多。因此呢，德州州长阿伯特在上个星期四6月25号宣布暂停原本的重启经济计划。而根据约翰霍普金斯大学的统计呢，在6月28号星期天，美国的新型冠状病毒的确诊人数，现在的确诊人数达到了255万人，而死亡人数呢，则是达到了约12万6千人。那佛罗里达呢，在29号星期一也出现了超过5200起的新型冠状病毒确诊病例，而率领白宫新冠病毒工作小组的彭斯副总统呢，星期天就前往了德州达拉斯市的第一浸信会教堂，与德州州长一起就新冠的疫情发表说话。那彭斯副总统在讲话当中呢，则是呼吁民众要戴口罩。我们看一下彭斯副总统是怎么说的。
If your local officials in consultation with the state, are directing you to wear a mask, we encourage, everyone to wear a mask, in the affected areas. And where you can't maintain social distancing, wearing a mask is just a good idea. And it will, we know from experience, will slow the spread of the coronavirus.
那彭斯副总统在讲话同时呢，在教堂当中他也是以身作则的戴上了口罩。不过我们知道现在美国很多的民众呢都不愿意戴口罩，他认为说呢政府的规定或者是建议呢戴口罩是违反了他们的人权跟民权。不过呢美国的公共卫生官员则是多次的建议广泛的戴口罩可以有效的避免新冠病毒的传播，借此可以让疫情受到控制。彭斯副总统在说话当中呢也呼吁美国年轻人要多为他人着想。我们看一下彭斯副总统是怎么说的。
We are seeing in Texas and in Florida and other affected states a significant number of younger Americans that have contracted COVID. It is a good thing that we know people have contracted it. Not because younger Americans without underlying conditions are particularly vulnerable to a serious outcome, but because no American under the age of 35 would ever want to inadvertently infect a parent, a grandparent, an elderly neighbor, or an elderly friend. And that's what I would say.
那么根据现在最新的统计的这个数据呢，在现在感染新型冠状病毒的多半是在30-40岁的美国年轻人，而这些人呢，他们除了这个担心说会互相传染之外，卫生官员也担心他们可能会传染给抵抗力较弱的老年人，或者是本身已经有健康问题的其他年轻人，或者是儿童。美国卫生部长阿扎尔6月28号在接受 CNN 美国有线电视网访问的时候就说，他说呢，情况跟2个月前比起来已经非常不同，是一个非常不同的情况，但这是一个非常非常严重的情况，而让我们采取行动来控制住局势的时机已经快要过去了。那么上个星期有36个州呢都已经通报了确诊病例人数上升，而原本要宣布特朗普总统正式提名参选总统的共和党的大会呢也定在8月底要在佛州的杰克森威尔市来举办，但是呢现在也有佛州的居民表示对疫情担忧，如果还没有结束疫情就举办大型集会可能会出现不好的情况。那么包括了6月29号星期一就有数百名佛州的医生发出了联名信给杰克森威尔市的市长克里，请这个克里市长呢重新考虑共和党大会在那边举办的一个要求。以上是美国之音白宫记者黄耀毅发自白宫的报道。
过去的几个星期以来，美国有20多个州的疫情曲线再度攀升，不过已经重启经济活动3周多的纽约州，死亡还有住院的人数都创下新低。
周一，纽约州长库莫说，前一天纽约州因新冠肺炎导致的死亡人数和住院人数均创下三月中以来的新低，前者为8人，后者不足900。库莫指着一座显示纽约疫情的模型说，纽约用了42天达到疫情顶峰，然后用了111天走下了山坡。
This was the trajectory of COVID in our state. We don't want to climb this mountain again. We don't want to climb this mountain again. And that's why the phased reopening, staying smart, staying disciplined, and that's why this spread across the country, that if that spread comes to New York,We could have to do this all over again. That's why we put in place quarantines. That's why we're offering help to all the other states. That's why we're saying the president has to step up, because doing this once in life is enough.
库莫希望特朗普总统发布行政命令，要求美国人在公共场合都要戴口罩。上周，纽约、新泽西和康涅狄克3州联合宣布，来自感染率高的其他州的人在抵达后必须隔离14天。
So we're announcing today, a joint travel advisory. People coming in from states that have a high infection rate must quarantine for 14 days. The infection rate formula will be 10 per 100,000 on a 7-day rolling average, or 10% of the total population positive on a 7-day rolling average. As of today, the states that are above that level are Alabama, Arkansas, Arizona, Florida, North Carolina, South Carolina, Washington, Utah, Texas.
库莫州长宣布，违反规定者将被强制隔离或罚款。纽约市已进入重启第二阶段的第3周，市政府鼓励餐馆申请室外用餐许可，如获准，餐馆不仅可以在人行道上，而且可以将就餐范围扩大到马路上的停车空间。
It's not a whole lot of guidance, but we were able to instantly get approval to have the outdoor seating. So we know they have to be 6 feet apart, chair to chair, groups of up to 10.Can be together.
从周一开始，纽约市政府允许餐馆申请占有整段马路的许可。与此同时，抗议黑人弗洛伊德之死的示威活动仍在纽约进行。从上周二晚上开始，一些抗议者占据了纽约市政府公园，他们风雨无阻地在那里安营扎寨，要求进一步削减纽约市警察局的预算。一面抗议仍在进行，一面已经有心人开始搜集和保存抗议期间留下的艺术作品，他们都是画在为保护商店免于被抢劫破坏的胶合板上的画作。
The reason why we're preserving this art is because this is once in a lifetime something like this has happened, and we're hoping that everyone has the opportunity to review the social message that's beingexhibited by artists who are basically visionaries in their own right and showing what they're going through during this time period.
艺术家马尔克斯·蒙桑托的绘画几天后就被破坏了，现在他正修补自己的作品以便保存。
10 years from now, I hope that people can look at my image and yeah, see that now that their grandparents, their fathers, cousins, uncles chose to take a stand.
此外，在全美许多地方出现推倒历史人物雕像的风潮中，纽约市已经确定的是会移走一座在自然历史博物馆前的老罗斯福总统雕像。他骑在马上，一边一个原住民和一个非洲人。多年来，该雕像被批评象征殖民主义和种族主义。不过，该博物馆的声明说，他们只反对雕像，不反对罗斯福总统。因为他是具有开创性的环保主义者，而且他父亲是该机构的创始成员。周日，疫情爆发以来关闭了3个月的纽约圣帕特里克大教堂首次恢复室内弥撒，允许的容量是1/4，信徒必须遵守保持社交距离和戴口罩的规定。 在全美疫情出现反复的情况下，纽约人谨慎小心地重启经济社会活动。 纽约市长白思豪说，如果一切顺利，纽约市将于独立日后的周一，也就是7月6号，正式进入重启的第三阶段。美国之音方斌九岛纽约报道。
美国的新冠病毒病例总数正在激增，美国国会的议员以及州还有联邦的官员对这一严峻的消息做出什么样的反应，我们一起去了解一下。
专家的建议没有改变，要在公共场合戴口罩，保持社交距离，并洗手。
This is part of a process that we can be either part of the solution or part of the problem. If we don't extinguish the outbreak, sooner or later, even ones that are doing well are going to be vulnerable to the spread. So we need to take that into account because we are all in it together, and the only way we're going to end it is by ending it together.
美国占世界人口的4%，但在全球超过10,000例确诊的新冠病例中占到了1/4。本星期仅阿肯色州的病例就增加了25%。阿肯色州州长阿萨·哈钦森要求进行更多的测试。
We've doubled the amount of our testing nationally. We've got to double it again. That is probably the most important thing that we can do. And I'm concerned as a state, while we've increased our testing dramatically in Arkansas with the demand for testing from California and some of the Texas, some of the high population states, how's our commercial providers going to keep up with that?
哈钦森呼吁更多的使用国防生产法，该法赋予特朗普总统紧急权力来控制国内工业，例如制造防护装备的工业。众议院议长南希·佩洛西说，早就应该在全国范围内强制使用口罩，而特朗普政府并未这样做。
The Centers for Disease Control has recommended the use of masks, but not required it because they don't want to offend the president.And the president should be example. You know, real men wear masks. Be an example to the country, and wear the mask. It's not about protecting yourself. It's about protecting others.
总统经常不会在公共场合戴口罩。在最近的奥克拉荷马州竞选集会上，特朗普归咎于增加测试导致美国病例数量过多。
Testing is a double-edged sword. We've tested now.25 million people. Here's the bad part. When you do testing to that extent, you're going to find more people. You're going to find more cases. So I said to my people, slow the testing down, please.
全国死亡人数已达到125,000，全球死亡人数接近500,000人。美国之音阿拉巴萨迪报道。
前白宫国家安全顾问约翰·博尔顿接受美国之音的采访，批评特朗普总统。此前，白宫对博尔顿的说法作出回应，称他是骗子，还有泄露机密信息的叛徒。来看报道。
约翰·博尔顿在接受美国之音采访时称，特朗普总统是危险和反复无常的，并说总统非常愿意对对手国家做出对美国有害的让步，以提高他的政治地位。
He is constantly on the verge of succumbing to the temptation to sit down with the Ayatollahs, just as he wanted to sit down with Kim Jong-un.
博尔顿曾做过18个月的特朗普的国家安全顾问。许多研究对外政策的人认为，他毫不妥协地鼓吹经济和军事压力，以对抗国家安全威胁的做法太极端。
John Bolton's been largely wrong throughout his career in that we don't usually see.Even extremist regimes that are really forced into a corner completely capitulate.
博尔顿反对总统与朝鲜领导人金正恩会晤，反对与阿富汗塔利班达成和平协议。他在特朗普取消对伊朗的军事打击，以报复击落一架美国侦察无人机之后，在去年9月份离开白宫。在伊朗支持的团体在伊拉克发动袭击，造成一名美国承包商死亡后，博尔顿后来支持特朗普1月份的命令，发动无人机袭击，打死一名伊朗高级将领。博尔顿在他有争议的新回忆录《事发之事：白宫回忆录》中，指责总统为了他的政治利益而危害国家安全。他说，特朗普明确要求习近平购买美国农产品，以帮助他赢得连任。他说，总统纵容习近平建造监狱，囚禁100多万维吾尔族穆斯林的计划。 关于今年早些时候特朗普总统弹劾审判的核心指控，博尔顿对美国之音说，总统确实不当的扣押向乌克兰提供的军事援助，以要求提供有关其民主党政治对手的破坏性信息。
The focus on the Ukraine had everything to do with damaging Trump's political opponents, both Hillary Clinton and Joe Biden. It had nothing to do with the issue of corruption.
博尔顿为自己在弹劾期间拒绝作证辩护，称这场审判成了一场极具党派色彩的纠纷。最后，共和党领导的参议院澄清了对特朗普的指控。特朗普总统称博尔顿的书是谎言和编造故事的汇编，同时指责这位前国家安全顾问泄露机密信息。美国国务卿蓬佩奥在一份声明中谴责博尔顿是叛徒，因为他涉嫌侵犯美国人民对他的神圣信任。美国之音帕登，华盛顿报道。
早在美国把中国看作是美国的竞争对手之前，中国就一直把美国视为最大的对手。在美国国会下属的一个机构的听证会上，这几乎是所有专家的一致意见。我们来看美国之音记者思阳的报道。
It's clear, of course, that Chinese leaders see themselves as being in economic and technological and indeed strategic competition with the United States. We can say that the drive to catch up and surpass developed countries has been a constant theme for Chinese policymakers.
诺顿是在国会下属的美中经济与安全审查委员会星期三举行的视频会议上这么说的。1972年2月，美国总统尼克松访华，中共建制以来，中美相互格局的局面被打破，美中友好接触的年代开启了。
The normalization of Sino-American ties during the Cold War was only a short-term tactical shift to counter the threat posed to China by the Soviet Union. None other than Premier Zhou Enlai, speaking at the outset of U.S.-China rapprochement in 1973, shed light on the instrumental nature and long-term goal of this strategy.Speaking to high-ranking cadres, Joe quoted Lenin. There are compromises and compromises, he said. One must learn to distinguish between a man who gave the bandits money and firearms to lessen the damage they can do and facilitate their ultimate capture and execution, and a man who gives bandits money and firearms in order to share in the loot. In Joe's estimation, China's cooperation with the United States belonged to the former category.Suggesting that China was willing to cooperate with the United States in the near term due to its temporary weakness, but only so as to ultimately return to its original goal, the defeat of their erstwhile American partners.
1989年底，在中共血腥镇压天安门学生民主运动之后不久，在中国外交面临着美国前国务卿基辛格访华以来前所未有的困境时，中共当时的领导人邓小平提出了韬光养晦的对外关系的战略方针。
Indeed, the essence of the 韬光养晦, hide one's capabilities and bide one's time approach, as enunciated by Deng Xiaoping in the early 1990s, is consistent with that line of thinking.
That for many years, Beijing's assessments of U.S. intentions toward the PRC at a strategic and political level have been highly cynical,and predicated upon assumptions of hostility towards the CCP. Those steeped in PRC materials are familiar with the litany of judgments, chief among them being that the U.S. intends to contain China, intends to westernize and split China, and that the U.S. will never accept the legitimacy of CCP rule.
2012年底，中共现任总书记习近平上台，习近平逐渐放弃了邓小平的韬光养晦的战略，取而代之以奋发有为的外交政策。中国在外交上也越来越咄咄逼人。
On November 29th, 2012, 2 weeks after his appointment as the new General Secretary of the Chinese Communist Party, Party leader Xi Jinping visited the vast National Museum of Chinese History on Tiananmen Square. Xi and the rest of the grim-faced Standing Committee of the Politburo toured an exhibition.titled The Road to Rejuvenation, about China's history from the Opium War to the present day. It was there that China's new leader revealed his, and by extension the Communist Party, profoundly tortured view on the United States.
就在那次参观之后，习近平发表讲话，提出了中华民族伟大复兴的梦想。2017年，中国更是公开表明了与美国竞争。争夺全球领导者地位的意图。 在当年举行的中共十九大上，习近平提出了中国日益走进世界舞台的中央，中国要为解决人类问题贡献中国智慧和中国方案。也是在那一年底，特朗普政府公布了新的国家安全战略，把中国定义为一个修正主义国家，使中国为头号战略竞争对手。2019年底，新冠病毒疫情首先在中国武汉爆发，但是在疫情当中稍稍恢复的中国，立刻把正在全球蔓延的新冠疫情当作推进中国体制的机会。在中国的疫情叙事当中，中国声称中国共产党体制在抗击疫情时优于西方的民主体制。美国之音思阳华盛顿报道。
我们来看一篇由美国之音报道的美国政府政策立场的社论。
美国国际宗教自由委员会指出，中国宗教自由状况2019年持续恶化。美国国际宗教自由委员会是由两党人士组成的独立联邦机构，负责监督海外侵犯宗教自由的行为。中国穆斯林少数民族继续是中国最受迫害的一个宗教少数民族群体。据估计，中国政府2017年以来一共拘留了100多万维吾尔人、哈萨克人、吉尔吉斯人和其他穆斯林少数民族人士，并将他们关进了集中营。中国政府在西藏继续执行强迫同化并压迫西藏佛教的政策，拒绝谴责达赖喇嘛的僧侣和尼姑都被赶出寺院，并被监禁和遭受酷刑。基督教徒也遭到迫害。中国政府2019年一共搜查或关闭了数百个新教家庭教会。当局以颠覆国家政权罪将牧师王怡判处9年监禁，并继续骚扰和拘禁拒绝参加隶属政府的中国天主教爱国会的天主教主教。美国国务卿蓬佩奥近期指出，每人都有权相信他们愿意相信的东西，也有权改变信仰或完全没有信仰。我们现在比以往都更加需要明确这个真理，并为之而奋斗。
美国国会议员推进的警察改革法案目前结果好坏参半，由民主党占多数的众议院通过的一项提案，在共和党占多数的参议院无望通过。
No justice, no peace.
在整整一个月前，明尼苏达州发生非裔美国人乔治·弗洛伊德在警察拘留期间死亡事件，引发了全美抗议活动，以及要求警察改革的呼声。众议院民主党人说，他们在星期四通过的立法要解决这个问题。
We are supposed to be the beacon of hope for human rights in other countries, and the Justice and Policing Act is a bill for human rights in our country.
民主党人说，众议院的法案将通过以联邦援助为杠杆来改变警方一些做法，例如无需敲门的破门令和锁喉等，从而改变美国的警务文化。该法案也将不再保护警察免受民事诉讼，这是共和党人称永远不会批准的。
With the change to qualified immunity, an officer can go to prison for an unintentional act that unknowingly broke an unknown law.We believe in holding officers accountable for their actions, but the consequence of this would be making criminals out of decent cops enforcing the laws in good faith.
星期三在参议院，共和党人提出的警察改革提案被民主党人阻止进行辩论。
That the Senate Republican Justice Act lacks the substance and the strong, desperately needed reforms to stop police brutality.Against Black Americans, this bill lost because it was woefully inadequate.
但是民主党人阻止辩论后，实际上拒绝了进行谈判的机会。这项法案的提案者说，他愿意讨论，做出改变。
The death of yet another
African-American man George Floyd's his murder is why the country has given us the opportunity to lead. And my friends on the other side just said no. Not no to the legislation. They just said no.
由于许多议员面临艰难的连任竞选，跟对方合作的意愿很低。贺锦丽这位来自加州的参议员解释了他的反对意见，他有可能成为民主党代选的总统候选人拜登的副手。
What they have offered is basically the promise of constructing a confessional for police officers, where after their conduct has actually taken place, they can confess what they've done. There can be reporting after. You can study it. You can do all this. It's not enough. It's not even close to being enough. The people want action.
众议院和参议院的提案最终要白宫批准才能成为法律。对此，特朗普总统已经明确提出自己的标准。
We won't do anything that's going to hurt our police.
目前距大选投票日只有四个多月的时间，议员们达成协议的时间不多了。美国之音吉普森华盛顿报道。
一些活动人士希望能够禁止警察使用人脸识别技术，一些大型的科技公司正在减少与执法部门的合作。
微软最近宣布不会向美国各地警察局出售人脸识别技术，至少在联邦法律对这项技术做出规范之前。在微软发表声明之前，科技巨头 IBM 和亚马逊宣布了针对出售人脸识别技术计划的限制，以回应在明尼苏达州明尼阿波利斯市警察拘留中死亡的乔治·弗洛伊德引发的全球反种族主义抗议活动。反对人士称人脸识别软件有缺陷。
Fails to or misidentifies women, young folks, and people with darker skin. The technology as it's currently used and with the databases that it draws from, including mugshot databases that have an overrepresentation of minorities, black folks, migrant folks, and trans women would exacerbate existing injustices in our criminal system.
据华盛顿邮报报道，亚裔和非裔美国人被误认的可能性比白人高出100倍。此外，还存在侵犯隐私的问题。但希尔德认为，即使这项技术能正确运作，仍不该使用它。
Will be deterred from exercising their First Amendment rights of assembly, as well as you know their ability to associate with who they want, to visit the medical clinic of their choosing, to go to the religious institution that they choose to, without a fear that is going to be that they're under some constant surveillance.
关于人脸识别的争议不是新消息。众议院监督与改革委员会去年举行听证会，检视政府和商业机构对人脸识别技术的使用情况。
Congress should pass a moratorium on the police use of facial recognition as the capacity for abuse, lack of oversight, and technical immaturity poses too great a risk.
公认是全球科技之都的旧金山最近成为全美第一个禁止警察和其他官员使用人脸识别技术的城市。
This is a technology that misidentified 28 members of the United States Congress, but really can be terribly misused by governments.
世界各地的政府已经开始使用这项技术。澳大利亚正在投资一个名为“能力”的国家级面部生物识别数据库。英国有人脸识别区。中国使用这项技术来监控几乎一切事物，甚至将它作为执行日常任务的工具，例如在公共厕所分配厕纸。此外，也别忘了苹果公司应用这项技术作为解锁最新 iPhone 的功能。一些人，像是经营生物识别技术公司的布鲁斯·汉森说，这项技术不会消失。
There needs to be reviews of how the practices are used, but getting rid of biometrics is kind of like getting rid of the internet because it can be used for bad.
也许这项技术会一直存在，但有一件事很清楚，随着科技巨头们的后退，相关责任和监管将落在立法者身上，由他们来决定在美国如何使用这项技术。美国之音米切尔旧金山报道。
好的，以上就是今天美国观察的全部内容，感谢您的收看，我们明天节目再见。 大家好，今天是6月30号，星期二，欢迎收看《美国观察》。美国的新冠病例总数持续升高，一些原本已经要重启经济的州，现在又开始施行比较严格的防疫措施。美国副总统彭斯呼吁民众戴口罩，减缓病毒的传播。我们来看美国之音白宫记者黄耀毅的报道。
过去一个星期，在美国的许多州都出现了新型冠状病毒这个病例确诊暴增的现象，包括呢曾经出现了一天之内就多出了45000多人确诊的案例。那么包括像是亚利桑那州、佛罗里达州、德克萨斯州等南方州的疫情尤其严重。德州在55天前重启经济活动，不过许多出门的民众不但没有戴口罩，也没有保持6尺的社交距离，所以感染人数也持续上升，因病住院的人也越来越多。因此呢，德州州长阿伯特在上个星期四6月25号宣布暂停原本的重启经济计划。而根据约翰霍普金斯大学的统计呢，在6月28号星期天，美国的新型冠状病毒的确诊人数，现在的确诊人数达到了255万人，而死亡人数呢，则是达到了约12万6千人。那佛罗里达呢，在29号星期一也出现了超过5200起的新型冠状病毒确诊病例，而率领白宫新冠病毒工作小组的彭斯副总统呢，星期天就前往了德州达拉斯市的第一浸信会教堂，与德州州长一起就新冠的疫情发表说话。那彭斯副总统在讲话当中呢，则是呼吁民众要戴口罩。我们看一下彭斯副总统是怎么说的。
If your local officials in consultation with the state, are directing you to wear a mask, we encourage, everyone to wear a mask, in the affected areas. And where you can't maintain social distancing, wearing a mask is just a good idea.And it will, we know from experience, will slow the spread of the coronavirus.
那彭斯副总统在讲话同时呢，在教堂当中，他也是以身作则的戴上了口罩。不过我们知道，现在美国很多的民众呢，都不愿意戴口罩。他认为说呢，政府的规定或者是建议呢，戴口罩是违反了他们的人权跟民权。不过呢，美国的公共卫生官员则是多次的建议，广泛的戴口罩可以有效的避免新冠病毒的传播，借此可以让疫情受到控制。彭斯副总统在说话当中呢，也呼吁美国年轻人要多为他人着想。我们看一下彭斯副总统是怎么说的。
We are seeing in Texas and in Florida and other affected states a significant number of younger Americans that have contracted COVID. It is a good thing that we know people have contracted it. Not because younger Americans without underlying conditions are particularly vulnerable to a serious outcome, but because no American under the age of 35 would ever want to inadvertently infect a parent, a grandparent, an elderly neighbor, or an elderly friend. And that's what I would say.
那么根据现在最新的统计的这个数据呢，现在感染新型冠状病毒的多半是在30-40岁的美国年轻人，而这些人呢，他们除了这个担心说会互相传染之外，卫生官员也当然担心他们可能会传染给抵抗力较弱的老年人，或者是本身已经有健康问题的其他年轻人，或者是儿童。美国卫生部长阿扎尔6月28号在接受 CNN 美国有线电视网访问的时候就说，他说呢，情况跟2个月前比起来已经非常不同，是一个非常不同的情况，但这是一个非常非常严重的情况，而让我们采取行动来控制住局势的时机已经快要过去了。那么上个星期有36个州呢都已经通报了确诊病例人数上升，而原本要宣布特朗普总统正式提名参选总统的共和党的大会呢，也定在8月底要在佛州的杰克森威尔市来举办。但是呢，现在也有佛州的居民表示对疫情担忧，如果还没有结束疫情就举办大型集会，可能会出现不好的情况。那么包括了6月29号星期一，就有数百名佛州的医生发出了联名信给杰克森威尔市的市长克里，请这个克里市长呢重新考虑共和党大会在那边举办的一个要求。以上是美国之音白宫记者黄耀毅发自白宫的报道。
过去的几个星期以来，美国有20多个州的疫情曲线再度攀升，不过已经重启经济活动3周多的纽约州，死亡还有住院的人数都创下新低。
周一，纽约州长库莫说，前一天纽约州因新冠肺炎导致的死亡人数和住院人数均创下三月中以来的新低，前者为8人，后者不足900。库莫指着一座显示纽约疫情的模型说，纽约用了42天达到疫情顶峰，然后用了111天走下了山坡。
This was the trajectory of COVID in our state. We don't want to climb this mountain again. We don't want to climb this mountain again. And that's why the phased reopening, staying smart, staying disciplined, and that's why the spread across the country, that if that spread comes to New York,We could have to do this all over again. That's why we put in place quarantines. That's why we're offering help to all the other states. That's why we're saying the president has to step up, because doing this once in life is enough.
库莫希望特朗普总统发布行政命令，要求美国人在公共场合都要戴口罩。上周，纽约、新泽西和康涅狄克3州联合宣布，来自感染率高的其他州的人在抵达后必须隔离14天。
So we're announcing today, a joint travel advisory. People coming in from states that have a high infection rate must quarantine for 14 days. The infection rate formula will be 10 per 100,000.On a 7-day rolling average, or 10% of the total population positive on a 7-day rolling average. As of today, the states that are above that level are Alabama, Arkansas, Arizona, Florida, North Carolina, South Carolina, Washington, Utah, Texas.
库莫州长宣布，违反规定者将被强制隔离或罚款。纽约市已进入重启第二阶段的第三周。市政府鼓励餐馆申请室外用餐许可，如获准，餐馆不仅可以在人行道上，而且可以将就餐范围扩大到马路上的停车空间。
It's not a whole lot of guidance, but we were able to instantly get approval to have the outdoor seating. So we know they have to be 6 feet apart, chair to chair. Groups of up to 10 can be together.
从周一开始，纽约市政府允许餐馆申请占有整段马路的许可。与此同时，抗议黑人弗洛伊德之死的示威活动仍在纽约进行。从上周二晚上开始，一些抗议者占据了纽约市政府公园，他们风雨无阻地在那里安营扎寨，要求进一步削减纽约市警察局的预算。一面抗议仍在进行，一面已经有心人开始搜集和保存抗议期间留下的艺术作品，他们都是画在为保护商店免于被抢劫破坏的胶合板上的画作。
The reason why we're preserving this art is because this is once in a lifetime something like this has happened, and we're hoping that everyone has the opportunity to review the social message that's beingexhibited by artists who are basically visionaries in their own right and showing what they're going through during this time period.
艺术家马尔克斯·蒙桑托的绘画几天后就被破坏了，现在他正修补自己的作品以便保存。
10 years from now, I hope that people can look at my image and yeah, see that now that their grandparents, their fathers, cousins, uncles chose to take a stand.
此外，在全美许多地方出现推倒历史人物雕像的风潮中，纽约市已经确定的是会移走一座在自然历史博物馆前的老罗斯福总统雕像，他骑在马上，一边一个原住民和一个非洲人。多年来，该雕像被批评象征殖民主义和种族主义。不过，该博物馆的声明说，他们只反对雕像，不反对罗斯福总统，因为他是具有开创性的环保主义者，而且他父亲是该机构的创始成员。周日，疫情爆发以来关闭了3个月的纽约圣帕特里克大教堂首次恢复室内弥撒，允许的容量是1/4，信徒必须遵守保持社交距离和戴口罩的规定。在全美疫情出现反复的情况下，纽约人谨慎小心地重启经济社会活动。 纽约市长白思豪说，如果一切顺利，纽约市将于独立日后的周一，也就是7月6号，正式进入重启的第三阶段。美国之音方斌九岛纽约报道。
美国的新冠病毒病例总数正在激增，美国国会的议员以及州还有联邦的官员对这一严峻的消息做出什么样的反应，我们一起去了解一下。
专家的建议没有改变，要在公共场合戴口罩，保持社交距离，并洗手。
This is part of a process that we can be either part of the solution or part of the problem. If we don't extinguish the outbreak, sooner or later, even ones that are doing well are going to be vulnerable to the spread. So we need to take that into account because we are all in it together.And the only way we're going to end it is by ending it together.
美国占世界人口的4%，但在全球超过10,000例确诊的新冠病例中，占到了1/4。本星期，仅阿肯色州的病例就增加了25%。阿肯色州州长阿萨·哈钦森要求进行更多的测试。
We've doubled the amount of our testing nationally. We've got to double it again.That is probably the most important thing that we can do. And I'm concerned as a state, while we've increased our testing dramatically in Arkansas with the demand for testing from California and some of the Texas, some of the high population states, how is our commercial providers going to keep up with that?
哈钦森呼吁更多的使用国防生产法。该法赋予特朗普总统紧急权力来控制国内工业，例如制造防护装备的工业。众议院议长南希·佩洛西说，早就应该在全国范围内强制使用口罩，而特朗普政府并未这样做。
The Centers for Disease Control has recommended the use of masks, but not demand, required it because they don't want to offend the president. And the president should be example. You know,Real men wear masks. Be an example to the country, and wear the mask. It's not about protecting yourself. It's about protecting others.
总统经常不会在公共场合戴口罩。在最近的奥克拉荷马州竞选集会上，特朗普归咎于增加测试导致美国病例数量过多。
Testing is a double-edged sword. We've tested now 25 million people.Here's the bad part. When you do testing to that extent, you're going to find more people. You're going to find more cases. So I said to my people, slow the testing down, please.
全国死亡人数已达到125,000，全球死亡人数接近500,000人。美国之音阿拉巴萨迪报道。
前白宫国家安全顾问约翰·博尔顿接受美国之音的采访，批评特朗普总统。此前，白宫对博尔顿的说法作出回应，称他是骗子，还有泄露机密信息的叛徒。来看报道。
约翰·博尔顿在接受美国之音采访时称，特朗普总统是危险和反复无常的，并说总统非常愿意对对手国家做出对美国有害的让步，以提高他的政治地位。
He is constantly on the verge of succumbing to the temptation to sit down with the Ayatollahs, just as he wanted to sit down with Kim Jong-un.
博尔顿曾做过18个月的特朗普的国家安全顾问。许多研究对外政策的人认为，他毫不妥协地鼓吹经济和军事压力，以对抗国家安全威胁的做法太极端。
John Bolton's been largely wrong throughout his career in that we don't usually see.Even extremist regimes that are really forced into a corner completely capitulate.
博尔顿反对总统与朝鲜领导人金正恩会晤，反对与阿富汗塔利班达成和平协议。他在特朗普取消对伊朗的军事打击，以报复击落一架美国侦察无人机之后，在去年9月份离开白宫。在伊朗支持的团体在伊拉克发动袭击，造成一名美国承包商死亡后，博尔顿后来支持特朗普1月份的命令，发动无人机袭击，打死一名伊朗高级将领。博尔顿在他有争议的新回忆录《事发之事：白宫回忆录》中，指责总统为了他的政治利益而危害国家安全。他说，特朗普明确要求习近平购买美国农产品，以帮助他赢得连任。他说，总统纵容习近平建造监狱，囚禁100多万维吾尔族穆斯林的计划。 关于今年早些时候特朗普总统弹劾审判的核心指控，博尔顿对美国之音说，总统确实不当的扣押向乌克兰提供的军事援助，以要求提供有关其民主党政治对手的破坏性信息。
The focus on the Ukraine had everything to do with damaging Trump's political opponents, both Hillary Clinton and Joe Biden. It had nothing to do with the issue of corruption.
博尔顿为自己在弹劾期间拒绝作证辩护，称这场审判成了一场极具党派色彩的纠纷。最后，共和党领导的参议院澄清了对特朗普的指控。特朗普总统称博尔顿的书是谎言和编造故事的汇编，同时指责这位前国家安全顾问泄露机密信息。美国国务卿蓬佩奥在一份声明中谴责博尔顿是叛徒，因为他涉嫌侵犯美国人民对他的神圣信任。美国之音帕登华盛顿报道。
早在美国把中国看作是美国的竞争对手之前，中国就一直把美国视为最大的对手。在美国国会下属的一个机构的听证会上，这几乎是所有专家的一致意见。我们来看美国之音记者思阳的报道。
It's clear, of course, that Chinese leaders see themselves as being an economic and technological and indeed strategic competition with the United States.We can say that the drive to catch up and surpass developed countries has been a constant theme for Chinese policymakers.
诺顿是在国会下属的美中经济与安全审查委员会星期三举行的视频会议上这么说的。1972年2月，美国总统尼克松访华，中共建制以来，中美相互格局的局面被打破，美中友好接触的年代开启了。
The normalization of Sino-American ties during the Cold War was only a short-term tactical shift to counter the threat posed to China by the Soviet Union. None other than Premier Zhou Enlai, speaking at the outset of U.S.-China rapprochement in 1973, shed light on the instrumental nature and long-term goal of this strategy. Speaking to high-ranking cadres, Zhou quoted Lenin, "There are compromises and compromises," he said. "One must learn to distinguish between a man who gave the bandits money and firearms,to lessen the damage they can do and facilitate their ultimate capture and execution, and a man who gives bandits money and firearms in order to share in the loot. In Joe's estimation, China's cooperation with the United States belonged to the former category, suggesting that China was willing to cooperate with the United States in the near term due to its temporary weakness, but only so as to ultimately return to its original goal, the defeat of their erstwhile American partners.
1989年底，在中共血腥镇压天安门学生民主运动之后不久，在中国外交面临着美国前国务卿基辛格访华以来前所未有的困境时，中共当时的领导人邓小平提出了韬光养晦的对外关系的战略方针。
Indeed, the essence of the 韬光养晦 hide one's capabilities and bide one's time approach, as enunciated by Deng Xiaoping in the early 1990s, is consistent with that line of thinking.
That for many years, Beijing's assessments of U.S. intentions toward the PRC at a strategic and political level have been highly cynical and predicated upon assumptions of hostility towards the CCP. Those steeped in PRC materials are familiar with the litany of judgments, chief among them being that the U.S. intends to contain China, intends to westernize and split China, and that the U.S.will never accept the legitimacy of CCP rule.
2012年底，中共现任总书记习近平上台，习近平逐渐放弃了邓小平的韬光养晦的战略，取而代之以奋发有为的外交政策。中国在外交上也越来越咄咄逼人。
On November 29th, 2012, 2 weeks after his appointment as the new General Secretary of the Chinese Communist Party, Party leader Xi Jinping visited the vast National Museum of Chinese history on Tiananmen Square. Xi and the rest of the grim-faced standing committee of the Politburo toured an exhibition titled The Road to Rejuvenation about China's history from the Opium War to the present day. It was there that China's new leader revealed his and by extension the Communist Party profoundly tortured view on the United States.
就在那次参观之后，习近平发表讲话，提出了中华民族伟大复兴的梦想。2017年，中国更是公开表明了与美国竞争， 争夺全球领导者地位的意图。在当年举行的中共十九大上，习近平提出了中国日益走进世界舞台的中央，中国要为解决人类问题贡献中国智慧和中国方案。也是在那一年底，特朗普政府公布了新的国家安全战略，把中国定义为一个修正主义国家，视中国为头号战略竞争对手。2019年底，新冠病毒疫情首先在中国武汉爆发，但是在疫情当中稍稍恢复的中国，立刻把正在全球蔓延的新冠疫情当作推进中国体制的机会。在中国的疫情叙事当中，中国声称中国共产党体制在抗击疫情时优于西方的民主体制。美国之音思阳华盛顿报道。
我们来看一篇由美国之音报道的美国政府政策立场的社论。
美国国际宗教自由委员会指出，中国宗教自由状况2019年持续恶化。美国国际宗教自由委员会是由两党人士组成的独立联邦机构，负责监督海外侵犯宗教自由的行为。中国穆斯林少数民族继续是中国最受迫害的一个宗教少数民族群体。据估计，中国政府2017年以来一共拘留了100多万维吾尔人、哈萨克人、吉尔吉斯人和其他穆斯林少数民族人士，并将他们关进了集中营。中国政府在西藏继续执行强迫同化并压迫西藏佛教的政策，拒绝谴责达赖喇嘛的僧侣和尼姑都被赶出寺院，并被监禁和遭受酷刑。基督教徒也遭到迫害。中国政府2019年一共搜查或关闭了数百个新教家庭教会。当局以颠覆国家政权罪将牧师王怡判处9年监禁，并继续骚扰和拘禁拒绝参加隶属政府的中国天主教爱国会的天主教主教。美国国务卿蓬佩奥近期指出，每人都有权相信他们愿意相信的东西，也有权改变信仰或完全没有信仰。我们现在比以往都更加需要明确这个真理并为之而奋斗。
美国国会议员推进的警察改革法案目前结果好坏参半，由民主党占多数的众议院通过的一项提案，在共和党占多数的参议院无望通过。
在整整一个月前，明尼苏达州发生非裔美国人乔治·弗洛伊德在警察拘留期间死亡事件，引发了全美抗议活动，以及要求警察改革的呼声。众议院民主党人说，他们在星期四通过的立法要解决这个问题。
We are supposed to be the beacon of hope for human rights in other countries, and the Justice and Policing Act is a bill for human rights in our country.
民主党人说，众议院的法案将通过以联邦援助为杠杆来改变警方一些做法，例如无需敲门的破门令和锁喉等，从而改变美国的警务文化。该法案也将不再保护警察免受民事诉讼，这是共和党人称永远不会批准的。
With the change to qualified immunity, an officer can go to prison for an unintentional act that unknowingly broke an unknown law.We believe in holding officers accountable for their actions, but the consequence of this would be making criminals out of decent cops enforcing the laws in good faith.
星期三在参议院，共和党人提出的警察改革提案被民主党人阻止进行辩论。
That the Senate Republican Justice Act lacks the substance and the strong, desperately needed reforms to stop police brutality.Against Black Americans. This bill lost because it was woefully inadequate.
但是民主党人阻止辩论后，实际上拒绝了进行谈判的机会。 这项法案的提案者说，他愿意讨论，做出改变。
The death of yet another African American man, George Floyd, his murder is why the country has given us the opportunity to lead, to lead. And my friends on the other side just said no. Not no to the legislation. They just said no.
由于许多议员面临艰难的连任竞选，跟对方合作的意愿很低。贺锦丽这位来自加州的参议员解释了他的反对意见，他有可能成为民主党代选的总统候选人拜登的副手。
What they have offered is basically the promise of constructing a confessional for police officers, where after their conduct has actually.taken place, they can confess what they've done. They can be reporting after. You can study it. You can do all this. It's not enough. It's not even close to being enough. The people want action.
众议院和参议院的提案最终要白宫批准才能成为法律。对此，特朗普总统已经明确提出自己的标准。
We won't do anything that's going to hurt our police.
目前距大选投票日只有四个多月的时间，议员们达成协议的时间不多了。美国之音吉普森，华盛顿报道。
一些活动人士希望能够禁止警察使用人脸识别技术，一些大型的科技公司正在减少与执法部门的合作。
微软最近宣布不会向美国各地警察局出售人脸识别技术，至少在联邦法律对这项技术做出规范之前。在微软发表声明之前，科技巨头 IBM 和亚马逊宣布了针对出售人脸识别技术计划的限制，以回应在明尼苏达州明尼阿波利斯市警察拘留中死亡的乔治·弗洛伊德引发的全球反种族主义抗议活动。反对人士称人脸识别软件有缺陷
，fails to or misidentifies women, young folks, and people with darker skin. The technology as it's currently used and with the databases that it draws from, including mugshot databases that have an overrepresentation of minorities, black folks, migrant folks, and trans women would exacerbate existing injustices in our criminal system.
据华盛顿邮报报道，亚裔和非裔美国人被误认的可能性比白人高出100倍。此外，还存在侵犯隐私的问题。但希尔德认为，即使这项技术能正确运作，仍不该使用它。
People will be deterred from exercising their First Amendment rights of assembly, as well as you know their ability to associate with who they want to visit the medical clinic of their choosing, to go to the religious institution that they choose to.Without a fear that is going to be that they're under some constant surveillance.
关于人脸识别的争议不是新消息。众议院监督与改革委员会去年举行听证会，检视政府和商业机构对人脸识别技术的使用情况。
Congress should pass a moratorium on the police use of facial recognition as the capacity for abuse, lack of oversight, and technical immaturity poses too great a risk.
公认是全球科技之都的旧金山最近成为全美第一个禁止警察和其他官员使用人脸识别技术的城市。
This is a technology that misidentified 28 members of the United States Congress, but really can be terribly misused by governments.
世界各地的政府已经开始使用这项技术。澳大利亚正在投资一个名为“能力”的国家级面部生物识别数据库。英国有人脸识别区。中国使用这项技术来监控几乎一切事物，甚至将它作为执行日常任务的工具，例如在公共厕所分配厕纸。此外，也别忘了苹果公司应用这项技术作为解锁最新 iPhone 的功能。一些人，像是经营生物识别技术公司的布鲁斯·汉森说，这项技术不会消失。
There needs to be reviews of how the practices are used, but getting rid of biometrics, it's kind of like getting rid of the internet because it can be used for bad.
也许这项技术会一直存在，但有一件事很清楚，随着科技巨头们的后退，相关责任和监管将落在立法者身上，由他们来决定在美国如何使用这项技术。美国之音米切尔旧金山报道。
好的，以上就是今天美国观察的全部内容，感谢您的收看，我们明天节目再见。